Well, this is normally the time of the year as we enter into New Year's, people make resolutions. And do they hold the resolutions throughout the entire year? Well, in most cases, at least through my experience, no, it doesn't really happen that much with me. But how do you keep the resolutions? How do you succeed with following through on the resolutions that you do make? We're going to talk about that right now with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. This is our weekly Psychologically Speaking segment, and Dr. Braccio joins us now on the other end of our line. Good morning, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
Well, very good, Rich, and good talking to you. It's nice. One of the nice things about when Dave takes a little time away, I get a chance to do a segment with you like we are today. So very nice.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Dr. Braccio. It's always good to talk to you as well. And, you know, when I think of New Year's resolutions, I mean, the number one thing that comes to my mind, what many people want to, you know, fix up about themselves, it's normally their weight. They want to lose weight. Is that still today? Is that still like basically like the number one New Year's resolution that you hear about?
I would say that's number one. Also, you have, you know, exercise. You know, we know how people want to say they want to spend more time with friends and family. They might want to enjoy life more. They might want to learn more, help other people, contact old friends, mentor someone. There are a lot of things, but weight does seem to be the one that people really say, I want to change. I want to make some changes. And when you live in a country that, 70-80% or more of the peak country is seen as being overweight, you can see why that is a big factor, of course. And I think the problem that people have, I remember half the country, this is hard to believe, but half the country does do New Year's resolution. So it's not like it's a small group. And unfortunately, a large percent fall along the way.
Right.
I think the key to really succeed is you have to really spell out specifically what your desired outcome is and how you're going to accomplish it. I think if we say we want to lose, say, 30 pounds, just as one example, using the weight example, you have to approach it day by day, because if you approach it like, I'm going to just lose this 30 pounds, and you don't, you can become discouraged and drop off. So a main thing is to set small goals, okay, and applaud yourself as you meet each one of them. And then you also have to be spelling out in your mind the specific obstacles. What are the pitfalls going to be? Well, if you work in an office, people bring in cookies, bring in donuts, or you go out with friends and you're eating, or you're invited to a home. So food is everywhere. So
yeah.
if you're hungry, obviously, you have to determine exactly what you're going to do each day and what you won't do. Now, there are people that say they're not going to eat bread. Okay, well, most places, if you get a meal, there's going to be some nice warm bread on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Often that is the case. So you have to determine the day before the day begins, you know, what you're going to be doing. Another thing to do is seek out a partner, you know, a person that you can talk to. If you can get two people doing a similar New Year's resolution, and they can be supportive and helpful to each other, that can also be a good thing to do. You also have to eliminate your own excuses, because it's always easy to say, oh, well, I don't care, I had a bad day, so I'm going to, you know, give up. And you can't do that, because even if you fail on a given day, you have to get over it and go back to the resolution. This is a big thing. When I talk to people, and this is not just in my work, but in the road of life, people say they fail one day, then they fail again, and then they just kind of say, oh, well, I'll wait till next year.
Right.
Then I think you want to celebrate every day your ongoing success, everything you're doing, and always focus on the now, the right now, in terms of not wavering on your resolution. Because if you always say, well, I'll just do this, and then tomorrow I'll do it. No, you have to always be focusing on the now. And as you do this, if you can do these things we've been talking about, then you're actually beginning to develop new thought and behavior patterns, because so much of what we do is based on habit. And if we get into the habit of healthy eating or healthy exercising, whatever it might be, then those are the things that we carry over, and they really become us, that becomes really the goal that we're aiming at.
Yeah, and then so often I come across people, and even I can relate to this myself, where you set that New Year's resolution, and then after a couple weeks, or you know, maybe after a month, after the month of January, you tend to fall back into your old ways, and it doesn't last. And by the time February comes around, you're back to your habits where you were back in December. So, you know, how mentally, you know, in terms of mentally, just how do you keep that edge, you know, going past January and going as far as you can into the year with your goal?
Well, you have to develop the habits. That was the thing I was just mentioning. But
yeah.
You have to develop in you what you're going to do. And you always have to be in the now, in the sense of, if it's today, you get up, what are you going to eat today? If that's what you're going to do. And by the way, you can still eat very healthy and lose weight. Most people that are overweight, it's because they eat too much. And I certainly have never met a lasagna or pizza or some nice steak that has been mean to me. So you just have to control portions. You have to control, you know, just what you're doing, your intake, if you will. And then if you add exercise to it, then that's a healthy thing to do. But the main thing is, don't just have a little success. Let's say you're on your 30 pound, staying on our weight business here. You're on 30 pounds that you're going to lose. Let's say you lose 5-10 pounds in a couple months. It's easy for people then just to say, oh, well, I've done okay. I'm going to go back to my old habits. And, of course, they gradually put that on. So you really have to change habits. You have to change the way you behave, the way it's changing yourself. And that's what a lot of people don't really understand. It's not just portions, not just calories, or it's not just exercising. It's not just seeking out people to be nice to, depending on whatever you're aiming your goal is. It's something you have to develop in a pattern. And what I find with most of us, it's very easy, even after some success, to gradually fall back in the old patterns, because old habits are easy to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What we have done, and I don't care how trim you are, whatever you are, it just takes a couple weeks to kind of lose that edge, something you might have been working on for years. So you really have to make life changes that you're going to utilize until now, until the end of your life, is what it really amounts to.
Yeah, I have just a couple more minutes left with Dr. John Braccio. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about weight loss. Are there any other common resolutions that you hear about that people make outside of weight loss, outside their physical selves? Any other goals that other people have in mind?
Sure. Seeking out people you haven't seen for a long time and determining that you're going to make contacts with people. Determining that you're going to be spending more time with your family. If you're kind of a workaholic or a person who spends a lot of time out of the house, that you're going to take days, specific times, that you're going to be with your family. If you just want one example, I've never heard of a person on their deathbed saying, I wish I had spent less time with my family, okay?
Right.
That's just not the way it works. So those are things that we have to make absolute determinations we're going to do, because a lot of people even lose the time with their children. I mean, they actually spend so much time doing other things. Before you know it, the kids are grown and they really have never developed the type of relationship. So if you're one of those people that sees your family kind of separating from you, meaning emotionally or coming and giving you information, talking or sharing and doing things, you need to make very specific efforts permanently, okay? I mean, as long as the kids are young and even afterwards, that you see them and do things, that you're going to spend time, you're going to do things, you're going to tune into their feelings, their needs, meet your needs too. This is one I'd actually really would be one I would recommend to a large number of people that I even know that keep putting things off. So I think it's time. That would be a very, very big one, you know, to do. And I also think trying to be helpful to people. I think mentoring people, taking people, you know, being nice to them, even just smiling at them can make people feel better. These are things that we can make a New Year's resolution and really make an effort to do it. There are a lot of lonely, unhappy people in the world, and just a smile. If you can smile just at a few people a day, or just reach out just a little bit to people, that those are resolutions that seem easy, but there are a lot of people that live so much in their own world that when they're out and about, they're just so fixated on what they're doing, they don't do that. They're not doing bad things, but they're not focusing on what they might do. So these are the resolutions. And I might add, Rich, I'm seeing more and more people taking this type of a look of trying to be helpful to people, even doing specifically mentoring somebody they may work with or they know that can use a little good advice. If all of us do a little better, then that makes the world better, you know, for everyone. So These are the types of things. They can be anything, but I think if they relate to the, like we'll say, the weight we talk about, the exercise, learning new activities, learning new skill sets, helping people, helping ourselves by helping others, actually. These are the kinds of things that make us better, make the world better, make everybody around us better and happier. And I think a lot of family breakdowns and the 50% divorce rate, a lot of that is because people have lost track of each other and didn't really work as a team to really make their marriage, make their family, make their home, the whole works better, and just make the world better. So resolutions that help us and help others is the way to go.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, our weekly Psychologically Speaking segment. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Rich, always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.
And we will be back. You are listening to the 1320 WILS Morning Wake Up. Rich Hurl filling in for Dave Ackerley on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.